Chapter 11, Angels of War, Confluence of Destiny. The tales of the Angels of War echoed in hushed whispers throughout the towns and meadows of Europe. Stories of soldiers saved by divine interventions on the battlefields of World War II began to gain prominence. At the epicenter of these stories were two soldiers, Carl, the German sniper, and Joe, the American adversary. Both were believed to have been protected by angels during the Normandy invasion, a belief rooted in their miraculous survivals. This belief was cemented further when destiny brought their children, David and Elizabeth, together. As the love between David and Elizabeth blossomed, a wedding was soon on the horizon. This nuptial union was the perfect stage for Joe and Carl to meet. The tales of their legendary encounter had set lofty expectations for this meeting, and the reality did not disappoint. In a tranquil garden outside the wedding venue, Joe approached Carl, each man apprehensive about confronting his past. They stood facing each other, the weight of history evident in their eyes. "You're Carl," Joe began hesitantly, extending a trembling hand. Carl nodded, taking Joe's hand in a firm grip. "And you're Joseph." A heavy silence fell between them, punctuated only by the distant melodies of the wedding preparations. Their minds raced back to that fateful day on Normandy Beach. Carl broke the silence, his voice choked with emotion. "I never forgot that day. I aimed, I fired. But when I saw you unharmed, I knew something extraordinary had intervened." Joe looked into Carl's eyes, tears forming. "I felt the same. I took my shot, thinking it would be the end for you. But then, hearing about your handkerchief, I realized there was something bigger than us at play." The two men, once enemies, now found themselves connected by a bond forged in the crucible of war and solidified by fate. They shared stories of their experiences, their families, and the legacies they hoped to leave behind. In a symbolic gesture of unity and brotherhood, Joe removed the family locket from around his neck and handed it to Carl. In turn, Carl retrieved the handkerchief from his pocket, offering it to Joe. These items, once tokens of their miraculous survival, were now emblematic of their shared destiny and the newfound bond between them. Their profound conversation and the exchange of tokens were a testament to the power of understanding and forgiveness. They were living proof that the traumas of war could be healed and old enemies could become friends. Years rolled by, and David and Elizabeth were blessed with a son, Anthony. The boy grew up under the dual shadows of the war stories from both sides. These tales shaped his worldview, instilling in him an understanding of the complexities of human nature and the importance of empathy. Anthony inherited his parents' best traits. His sandy hair and eyes, a mesmerizing blend of blue and green, often reminded Elizabeth of the beautiful moments she shared with David during their courtship. But it was his insatiable curiosity and unwavering compassion that stood out. Anthony was always different from other children. While most were lost in play, he would often be found engrossed in medical journals or assisting injured animals. David and Elizabeth, noticing his inclination, encouraged his scientific pursuits, hoping he'd use his gifts to better the world.